Welcome to No Borders with Brian and Carrie. In this episode today, we are going to be discussing when we traveled to Romania and just our experience as we went through the country. We spent about 2.5 months there.
Yeah, one of our favorite countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we happened on it, not by mistake, but out of circumstance.
Right. Yeah. It really was a place that I would say absolutely surprised us. In such a wonderful way.
In a great way.
Yeah.
We've said before, Romania is an underrated country, and there are some that kind of took offense to that,
mm-hmm.
Really not understanding what we were meaning.
Right.
And what we're meaning is it's underrated. People don't think of Romania as one of those vacation destinations.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be.
And it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And recently, so one of the reasons how we got to Romania was because we had to exit the Schengen area.
Spent our 90 days. We had to get out.
Right. And so we went to Romania. And like we said, we spent that 2.5 months, which was wonderful for us. But unfortunately, now Romania is part of
the Schengen.
The Schengen.
It's going to be here real soon. Yeah.
Yeah. So fortunately, we got our time in there when we did and didn't necessarily have to use up that time. But I think that anybody who is looking at vacationing, and I'm sure that Romania isn't one that tops a lot of people's lists,
right.
But we hope that through some of the things we talk about today, maybe we'll intrigue you to look into it a little bit more at least.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's got everything. It's got history. It's got
mm-hmm.
food. It's got everything that you might want without mass tourism.
Right. Yeah. One of the people that was there told us that it's set up for tourism without the tourists.
Right.
So they have everything you need. The tourists just really
just
don't go there.
Not quite there yet. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we started our travels and we started in Bucharest.
Right.
And we were only in Bucharest a couple days.
We're in Bucharest for a couple days. I really think that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Now we were on foot, so we did a lot of walking
mm-hmm.
That day. And we hit all the key historical points of interest. We mainly stayed in Old Town. Now, the Old Town, they are refurbishing and cleaning up
mm-hmm.
and trying to make it more hip, I guess
yeah.
would be the right word for it, because it is quite the nightlife.
It's quite the nightlife, but it also is just the super cool food hub.
Yeah.
I mean, to add to it, the cost, it is
yeah.
so incredibly affordable. So, you know, we could go out and eat very, very well for incredibly affordable prices. And one of the things right out the gate in Bucharest that we were so excited to find.
I know what you're going to say.
He knows what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Is some people had told us, like, they have a pretty cool craft beer scene
yeah.
there. And if you know anything about us, we love our craft beer scene, especially being from where we are from. And so that was one of our first stops when we were in Bucharest, is we had got there, you know, travel day, and it's like, let's go grab a beer. And we went to our first craft beer location.
Right.
And
a little shop the guy had set up.
Yeah.
Super friendly guy, suggested a number of different beers.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say we are beer connoisseurs.
Mm-hmm.
I sold beer for a living for a long time, so I know a little bit about it. And I can tell you, these beers were good.
They were really good.
Were really
and I think
good.
At that moment, we were so excited because we knew we were on day one of 2.5 months.
Yeah.
And we're like, if this is what we have, not to mention we were paying like $3 for a craft beer.
Not the $7 we're paying
Which
back
we're
home.
Used to paying $7, yeah.
Right, right.
So we tried numerous. And it wasn't just like there was one brewery. There was multiple different ones that we could
right.
go to. So yeah, that was a really fun thing that we found when we were there that we're
yeah,
excited about.
You know, and I also think Romania was it a bit more, because we were coming from Spain
mm-hmm.
with an incredible transportation system,
mm-hmm.
You know, fast trains, trams, just a real ease of getting around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in Romania. So we're going to figure out how to get from Bucharest to Brașov.
Mm-hmm.
And Brașov is another place in Romania, town in Romania, with a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
But to get there, you have to take a train.
Yeah.
And well, if you don't have a car, that is
right.
Now, we don't do cars; we do public transportation,
mm-hmm.
and the train system in Romania is not quite what it is in Spain, to say the least.
Well, in one of kind of the backtrack, so one of the reasons that we didn't do a car also, because it's actually incredibly affordable to rent a car in Romania, in like the spring, fall,
right.
and in the winter months. But in the summertime, it's not necessarily the cost, it's the availability.
Right.
They just aren't even available.
Right.
So, but we typically veer away from renting a car anyway, but it wasn't a, there are plenty of cars. So if you want to do that, we hear the countryside and everything, like going back, we would probably choose to rent a car.
We would probably choose
the countryside.
Rent a car. And when you say explore the countryside, you're meaning maybe go up north, mm-hmm. Go to some of the smaller communities.
Yeah.
We went to the, really, to be honest, the main
well-known
mm-hmm. towns of Romania,
yeah.
Transylvania area in Western Romania, mm-hmm. which is great. It's a great place to start your experience
right.
in Romania. Mm-hmm. But to get to those other parts, having a car would be key.
It would make it a lot more enjoyable, a lot easier.
Absolutely.
That is one thing that we did find right away in Romania is the transportation system in comparison. It definitely lacked a little bit.
Right.
But, that was probably the only thing that lacked. So we make our way to Brașov, which right away we were just in love with Brașov. I know for me, it still goes down as one of my favorite stops that we've made so far.
Right.
At this point, we had been away from home for a while, and it felt as much as kind of coming home as what we probably could have had because we had the hillsides.
The green mountains.
And what a beautiful town.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
It goes down as one of our favorite. And again, the budget was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was inexpensive. We saw Top Gun.
Yeah.
We saw the new Top Gun Maverick.
Yep.
While we were there, and that was a really nice movie theater.
We caught
too.
It was the nicest movie theater I've ever been in. It was so nice, and it ended up being we caught it on the very last day that movie was showing in the theater. And we don't go to movies, but that's one that you wanted to see on the big screen.
You got to go to Top Gun.
Yeah, so that was exciting. Yeah. They had and that was that same one that they had the mall that was so massive, and the grocery store that was. I mean, if anybody's been in a Walmart in the States, it was like a Walmart on crack. It was this massive,
huge
grocery store. So, and then the old town. Probably, I don't know, Mikotown is one of my favorite old towns. I loved walking around Brașov's old town.
Fairy tale-esque is how I would describe it. And again, they had some great craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
They had some breweries there as well. Mm-hmm. And we also found a place where they were selling the old world European, Western European beers that have been around for hundreds of years
mm-hmm.
that are also very fantastic beers.
Yeah.
That's how craft beer got started, really. But so Brașov goes down as one of our top.
It did, yeah. And, that was a great place for anybody who's looking for a place. Say you're an outdoorsy person that likes to hike. We took the gondola up to the hiking area up top, and you got a really pretty view over the city. There was another area you could hike it to. We decided to do the gondola. It was hot.
It was hot that day.
Yeah. But that was an area you could go there winter, summer, any time of the year. It's going to be a beautiful area because people go to that area as well to ski.
Right. Well, and there's also day trips out of there too.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Pelish Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never heard of Pelish Castle before, mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of history there. That's a great day trip. There's a couple other things
we went to another castle. I'm not remembering.
It's Braun Castle.
Yeah, it's Dracula's.
Dracula's Castle. Not quite as impressive as Pelish Castle, but there are day trips you can take out of Brașov as well.
Plenty to go see and
plenty to see. Bus rides that are very easy.
And just an amazing food scene.
Yeah.
I mean, we really enjoyed trying all the different foods there. So now from there we went to Sighișoara.
Yes.
And we only did 2 days there. And that is about all you need. You really only need maybe, I would suggest a night just because we always like to stay in a place at least overnight. A town during the day feels very different at night.
Right.
You know, when the lights are on and you really get to kind of see that, not the nightlife because we're usually asleep by the
night. We're usually asleep by 9:30
anyway. But to be able to just see it in the evening, maybe after a lot of tourists have left and it calms down a little bit.
Right.
So we do like to spend the night at least, but we did spend 2 nights there. It was insanely hot.
And that's where Dracula was born there.
Oh, that's right. His house.
Dracula's a fictional character, so how could he have been born there? But that's what they go off of. They go off, this is the birthplace.
Yeah.
So it does take you back in history quite a bit.
But that town was the most fairy tale looking little picturesque town that was so fun to wander through. We really enjoyed that. We stumbled across that little pub area that was in the back. Yeah. It was all treed with really cool seating. We absolutely loved that and spent some time. It was a great place to get out of the sun.
It was all shaded and it was kind of a hippie joint.
Yeah.
You know, with beanbag chairs laid around and everything. But yeah, it was a neat place and I would suggest going there as a stop by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So now from Shigashoro, we went to Sibiu.
Sibiu is a bigger city, but not to be missed.
Yeah.
You know, we were there for 2.5 weeks, I believe.
Mm-hmm. We enjoyed it. I mean, I think that for people that want more activities of stuff to do, it is a great place to be because their old town as well was a walking old town. It was a great old town. We loved it. You know, the downside for us, I think, that kind of took a little bit of the fun, we didn't care for our Airbnb.
Right. Airbnb wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. It's one of our few fails when it comes to accommodations. But we were able to do it. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to move out or anything like that.
No.
And the location was great. There was also a lot going on that time of year.
There was.
There was the Red Bull motorcycle races.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. I saw a guy break his arm.
We saw a couple of guys get really badly hurt.
Guy got messed up pretty good. That was a fun day.
That sounds so messed up to say it that way.
But there's some historical churches. There's some museums. Again, the food scene. Mm-hmm. And again, they got some great beer.
The beer, that just followed us around. We love that a lot of the same breweries that we would find followed us around all the different places we stopped in Romania. We did find that one restaurant that somebody had recommended to us to go there that was like super traditional Romanian food. And I think in hindsight, we wish we would have gone there earlier on our stay in Sibiu because we would have gone back because it was so good.
Yeah, I think we went there the second to last night and we missed the rest that we could have done it more.
Mm-hmm. But that was down in a cellar and it's dark and super, the staff was so kind and accommodating. And, you know, to anybody who worries about am I going to be able to communicate? Am I going to be able to understand?
Good point.
We really had no trouble in Romania at all.
No.
If anything, we were on the bus or on the train and that little girl, you were saying hi to her.
Right.
She was very young and the mom was telling her to say hi and said, she loves practicing her English.
Yeah.
And so that was really cute. So we found that every place that we went, English was very widely spoken.
Well, we talked to the hostess in Bucharest and we got in a conversation with her about education and politics and everything else going on in Romania. And she was telling us that pretty much anybody under the age of 30 can speak fluent English. Mm-hmm. So that's something to know. And if you're over the age of 30, obviously, the chances are, you know the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's, now, it's always best to learn a few phrases, whatever country you're in. Please and thank you and a smile go a long way. The smile is any language, but if you can say please and thank you in their native language, then it's always best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now we were done in Sibiu and we headed off to Alba Iulia. And we actually stayed in a town that was just near there because we had somebody reach out to us online and offered us to come stay at their it wasn't an Airbnb, it was through booking.com.
Right.
And so offered that to us and offered us their car to go. And he kind of gave us a itinerary because one thing we really found with Romanian people is they wanted you so very much to love their country.
Yes.
We have not experienced that to that same level at all.
Ever,
not
anywhere.
Even close, any place else that we've traveled. And to this day, we still have a lot of the people that followed us when we went into Romania and will send messages of, when are you coming back?
When are you coming back? Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, it's been great. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about the Romanian people is there's a large a sense of pride, you know, this is who we are.
Yeah.
Come and visit us.
Right.
Come and see what we're all about. Because we are a pretty cool place, you know, you know, it's one of those deals where you kind of feel like the Western side of the world looks down upon you. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the case. And if it is the case, it shouldn't be the case.
No, Not at all. No, we absolutely, the people so welcoming and just like you said, so much pride in their country. So, so in Alba Iulia, we did quite a few day trips that we could do because we were only there a couple days.
Right.
And we did a couple of the places that he had suggested that we go and travel to. And then we went into the actual city town center there. And then once again, beautiful area.
Yeah, the fortress.
Area. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that area. But we stumbled across the big rig.
Oh,
totally done up.
The semi truck festival.
Yeah.
And these
it was so fun. Yeah.
You know, again, this is in the middle of Romania. Mm-hmm. And you got these semi truck show and with the most elaborate, the paint.
There was like the Transformer ones and
Spider-Man.
Nothing like I'd ever seen before. It was incredible. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun to walk around. And once again, we grabbed a few beers.
They had a beer garden, so we had to.
But their beer garden, you didn't have to stay in. We could walk around with our beer.
Right, you could go get a beer and then you could walk around.
Yeah.
So Carrie and I are always up for a beer garden.
Yeah.
But that's how we met, was in a beer garden.
I know. So that kind of goes hand in hand. That's why we have to keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we really liked that town. We did go to a restaurant that said that it was probably
the best place in town.
That's what the sign said when you're exiting out of Alba Iulia. Anyways, and as we're exiting out, that is the sign. Probably the best.
Probably the best. It might not be.
Might not be.
But it could be.
And we were so hungry, and we had been wandering around and doing our thing and had plenty to drink at this point, and we're like, we need to go get some food. And so we went to the probably best, and we will tell you it was probably not the best.
It's probably not the best.
Probably far from the best.
It probably wasn't very good.
No. But their selling point, and I guarantee it's why people go there, is because of how cool the inside of the building was. You once again felt like you were in a cave.
Yeah.
And it looked very cool.
Yeah.
The food was just far from it. But that's probably our only not good food experience.
That was probably the only bad experience we had in the whole time we were there. So from there, we moved on to Cluj, the largest city in the western half of Romania. And it was a big city. It's a college town.
Yeah.
It wasn't our favorite spot in Romania, but they did have a great beer scene once again. They had some historic churches.
They had the favorite pizza that you've ever had, right?
They had that. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
It was amazing. And we found, and the guy was so nice.
I forgot about that.
That
was the best pizza I've ever had. And we spent 2.5 months in Italy. Mm-hmm. In Romania, that was still the best. I don't know what it was.
To this day. Yeah, and then we went to go back there before we were leaving, and they were closed that day.
It was a holiday.
We were so bummed.
It was a holiday weekend. So
we'll have to go back just for that.
Although, go back just for that pizza.
Yeah, but Cluj was not our favorite. It was more of a bigger city feel. You had to walk quite a distance to get to places. But once again, they did have a lot of the really good, the different breweries and little pubs, tap houses. And so that was a lot of fun. We went to a rooftop bar that overlooked the city. So we really enjoyed the town. We were there for about a week. And, you know, more than enough time. You really only need a couple days there. But there are some day trips that you can do out of there as well.
Yeah, we did the Salta Turda salt mines.
Yes.
And that was a day that goes down as an epic Brian and Carrie fail.
Big time fail.
We tried to take the city bus to get out to the salt mines. We couldn't figure out how to find the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And by now we're starting to navigate pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not like we're just...
There were no clear instructions.
Yeah, there was no clear instructions. No. We finally figured out we're at the wrong bus station.
Well, we were at the bus stop where it was supposed to come to, and clearly everywhere online was saying you wait at this bus area and never came. So we just went directly to the bus station, which was a cluster because it was buses just pulled in all over. We had no clue which bus we're supposed to take. I think at this point, we honestly were thinking to ourselves, should we just not do this
today?
Well,
I can't believe we did.
Yeah.
Because it got worse.
Yeah.
We waited about an hour for that bus that we finally figured out, this is the bus.
But to backtrack a little, how many people recommended we go to this? Like, we had so many people tell us, you have to go to this salt mine.
You have to do this. You have to go.
Yeah.
So
we figured we had to do it.
We had to go. We get on the bus. And in the back of our minds, we are thinking, let's just not do this.
Mm-hmm.
But we do anyway. we get to the town outside of where the salt mines are at.
Where you have to get off the bus.
You have to get off the bus. Then you have to catch another bus to get out to the salt mines. But we don't know where to catch that bus.
Well, no, it specifically said catch the bus in front of whatever this building is that it was, right? So we get to that building. And remember, they were doing road construction.
Well, yeah, I remember. But the bus let us off.
Yes.
Well before we got to that
right,
spot.
But we knew that and we were going to get an Uber into the other. But remember, the Uber thing wouldn't work, the app. So then we had to walk. Then we find the place that we're supposed to catch the bus. It was just a mess. And
see, I'm forgetting a lot of this because I blocked.
I think you
block.
It's protection mode.
Yeah. Like,
and so we finally find another block up, you know, to go find this bus. We could have walked there faster at this point, as far as from the town center. We could have just walked there. And so we get on the bus and we get to the salt mines, which then we're having trouble there because they were saying like no cash or no cards,
no, no
but
ca-
you can only use cash.
Only use
so we had to go get cash out. Anyway, and so we finally get in there. And to a lot of people, it might have been very cool.
Yeah.
It might have been. It was very, you know, we don't want to diss it and say that it wasn't cool, but for what you got and what you had to go through to do it, it wasn't worth it for us. As soon as you got into the salt mines, it was impressive.
Right.
But to then enjoy the salt mines, we had to go down all those stairs.
Right.
Then you get down the stairs, and let's just make it very clear that it's a one-way kind of thing. So you are navigating people going up the stairs and people coming down the stairs. And you get down there, which took forever because it's a lot of friggin' stairs because you have to go down to the very bottom. I can't remember how many flights it was. You get down to the bottom, and then you kind of look over, and you see the line to take the stairs to go up.
Right.
And it's like, oh my gosh.
And the elevator, there's an elevator, but that line is incredibly
crazily long.
Crazily long,
yeah.
So we're not going to do that. So anyway, we get out of the salt mines. Mm-hmm. We get back to our Airbnb and we think, why did we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
We wouldn't do it again.
We survived.
We wouldn't do it again. But like we said, to some people, they absolutely love it. So we don't want to diss on it. I know they kind of call it like the Disney of Romania because it's got, when you're down there, you can go on some boats that are down in the bottom and stuff. So there's a few things if you have kids to go do in there. But I guess for us, the amount of work that went into it wasn't worth it.
Right.
So we enjoyed Cluj for the week that we were there. We could have made it a shorter stop. Just, I think, because we enjoyed the small town so much more.
Right, yeah. Right. And from there, we did go to a small town.
Mm-hmm. Probably one of our favorites.
Yeah, it was Oradia. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't call it, Brajov is still my favorite.
Yeah.
Oradia was the cleanest.
It was such a beautiful
town.
It's
a beautiful city. The river ran through it. The churches, again, the history. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say 2 days would probably be enough. Mm-hmm. In Oradia.
But it was a place that, you know, being slow travelers like we are, it was one place, both Brajov and Oradia to us went down as places that we could have seen ourselves staying longer stretch.
Yeah.
Because Oradia had so many areas to walk alongside the river. And once again, like you said, it's so clean.
Right.
That it just, you just felt like you could just kind of just keep walking around and it was just so pretty.
Yeah.
A lot just taken.
It was very well done.
And then back to it had one of our favorite breweries because we hadn't had that same favorite brewery for a few towns since. And so we had that. And once again, a lot of really good food. And yeah, we really enjoyed that town. And so from there, we moved on to our final stop in Romania, which was Timișoara.
Right. And Timișoara, you know, it's known for their town square and the colorful buildings. Mm-hmm. It lived up to that expectation. There wasn't a lot to do outside of that area, but we did enjoy it. If I remember correctly, it was 101.
Yeah, it was crazy hot. We were right there in the center. We were August, middle of the summer.
Yeah.
And so that kind of took a little bit of the fun out of it. But we enjoyed Timișoara, but I think because we appreciated the other towns so much, Timișoara wasn't our favorite of the stops. And I know that when we kind of gave people an itinerary of where to go through Romania, because it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit. It's not in an easy, you know, roundabout area to get to. And we had a path that we were going because right after that we were heading into Serbia. And so it made sense. But it would be, if somebody had to cut something off their list, I would say they could cut Timișoara off personally.
Yeah. I don't know if I would go that far. Because I enjoyed Timișoara, but again, if you're comparing it to other places that we really liked a lot. Mm-hmm.
Depends how much time you have to go through and how much time you want to spend in each location.
Right.
You know, and I think that if you have a car, because to get to those ones, it was like long bus rides, you know, in between some of those. So it kind of just depends how much time you have. Really,
it depends how much time you have. They're all worth going to. I know that much. Romania is very much worth going to.
Romania is 100% worth going to. And I know that there were so many areas that we missed, and that, like we said, the people were so welcoming that we had so many people reach out to us and let us know of different places we should go to when we come back.
Well, a lot of them were like, I can't believe you didn't go here or here. You had all this time. Why didn't you go there?
Yeah.
Well, you're right.
Right.
We should have.
And we definitely planned to go back. Unfortunately, our list is just so long of places we want to go to that we haven't been to at all yet. And then the unfortunate part of it being added to Schengen really makes it more challenging. But I think that we could take a month out of our Schengen time and like go travel to that northern, northeastern side and hit, because we were told kind of the coast area. And I'm trying to remember the names of some of these towns that I mentioned, but I can't recall them now. But yeah, I know that we want to go back there and explore. I want to go and have some of their food, love their food, love the beer, just love the people.
Yeah, if food, history, beer, and people are something that you're interested in while you vacation.
And just cool architecture.
Yeah, yeah. Then Romania would be a place that you should put on your list.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we hope that you enjoyed this kind of walk through Romania with us. If it has not been on your list to do, I would look further into Romania and maybe just see if it might be a place that you would add to your vacation list. Now, if you want to find us anyplace else off of the podcast, you can find us on our social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and then also, of course, on YouTube at Brian and Carrie. And then also you can find us on our website, which is brianandcarrietravels.com. So we will catch you next time.
Cheers.